In 1764, John Albert Schlosser, a fellow of the Royal Society of London, made a strange report from his journeys in India. He said that there was a fish that could squirt water from its mouth into the air. The fish could precisely aim its squirt to knock insects off of vegetation and into the water where it could eat them.
That sounds like a tall fish tale to me.
Many people in Schlosser's time didn't believe him either, but it was actually true. The fish is called the archer fish. It is about 7 inches long, has large protruding eyes, and lives along seacoasts in places such as mangrove swamps. In these swamps, there are lots of insects on the plants above the water's surface. Squirting makes it possible for the fish to turn them into a delicious meal.
How could it possibly aim? Does it correct for the bending of light at the water's surface?
The archer fish's abilities have been studied in the laboratory, and they are truly amazing. The fish does correct for the bending or refraction of light at the water's surface when it aims. It also corrects for such distortions of light in its distance judgments. It can even predict where a downed insect will land. This allows the fish to gobble it up quickly before a competitor arrives.
But wouldn't the fish need to know trigonometry to do all that?
No, it's just a fish. But its brain is organized so that, in effect, it performs the needed computations just as we can pick up a cup without knowing trigonometry. Scientists hope to learn much more about how people and other animals perform such feats by studying the archer fish's brain.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.